Hey there guys, it's Dr. George here from thehealthybear.com, and today I'm actually really quite excited that I'm having a chat to a fantastic bloke all the way over in Phoenix, Arizona, and his name is Jeff. And for me, he's actually been quite a inspiration because he's a very keen sportsman. And I think sometimes in the bear community we don't really hear much from people who are into sport. So, Jeff, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
No, that's awesome. So, mate, can you tell us a little about what sports you're into?
Oh, geez. Where do I start? I love sports. I think just growing up, I grew up in Chicago, and, the first sport that comes to mind is baseball. And I grew up a Cubs fan. I'm actually a Diamondbacks fan now. I still enjoy the Cubs as well, even though they're the lovable losers. But I think that's where my desire for sports started from.
Yep.
And that's why I play softball. I never played baseball as a kid. I did like T-ball and things like that, but I was more of a football player.
Yep.
And things like that, because I was always stockier and heftier than my brother. My brother was much thinner. So I just basically, I would have to say baseball is great. I love hockey. I've grown to love hockey over the past 5-6 years. It's a great sport. I can't skate with crap, but, but I love watching it. I love the tenacity on the ice. It's wonderful. And, of course, American football I love.
I have to admit, I'm going to declare here, I have absolutely no understanding of how that game works. It looks so complex.
Well, you know what? It's probably like how, if I look at your rugby, I probably don't understand it. So we'll just have to, maybe swap some time and you take me to a rugby game and I'll take you to a football game.
I think that sounds perfectly acceptable to me. Hey, so you mentioned that you were stocky as a kid, and is that how you sort of got into sport? Were you directed more towards being in sport that way, or?
Not necessarily. It was just kind of like, my parents always encouraged my brother and I to be active. It just, that certain activities just called to me more. I mean, I guess it was mom's home cooking that made me more stockier. So,
but, so you're a fan of the food?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, what bear is not a fan of the food?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's kept you in sport? Because, for a lot of gay men, myself included, I unfortunately am somewhat uncoordinated. And so that's always kept me away from sport and maybe, closer to the glee club, I suppose the term is. So did you find being gay and sporty, compatible, or were there any dramas? Or?
Well, I actually found it to be actually more compatible than I thought it would be. It's really a great outlet. I'm on a, like, just for instance, I'll take my softball team. I'm on a softball team. We're actually called Bear Nation, and we do have a Facebook page, by the way.
Excellent. I'll make sure I put the links up.
But no, I mean, it's really about camaraderie. I mean, I love being around these guys. They're absolutely great guys. Like anything, you ever do a little bit of drama, because, it just happens anywhere. But, we work through that. But for me personally, I'm a very competitive person.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to your question before, that's where I'm a very competitive person. I like to win. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm a gracious loser too, but I'm driven to succeed.
Yeah.
And that's why I love playing sports.
Yep.
I love being a part of it because it's really great. It's better than just sitting around and doing nothing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I say to my people all of the time when I'm seeing patients, I'm saying, look, all you need is 30 minutes of movement in your day and it can make such a difference to your life. And you're a big bloke. You're a big bloke. How do you feel that your sporty life has contributed to your health?
Oh, it's definitely helped. I mean, if I didn't have the sports and continually stay active, I'd probably be a lot in worse shape than, I'm not, like, in bad shape right now. I'm not trying to say that. But, I'd probably be worse off health-wise. I mean, I've got a healthy ticker. I've been to the doctor. I, I keep up with everything, and I just, you know, I have a little bit of high blood pressure, but that runs in the family, and I just manage it, and I've been trying to eat better. I can thank my my best friend who lives down in Fort Lauderdale for taking me to a cardiologist last year.
Okay.
And that just really opened up my eyes to things that I had to change in my diet and life.
And what changes were they?
I actually, believe it or not, I used to drink probably 5 or 6 cans of regular soda a day.
Yep. It's very easy to do.
That was the first thing to go, and it was the hardest thing to do. But, you know, when you think about it, and unfortunately my mother passed away in December, so it's really hit home a lot on the changes that I made, started making last year, that I have to make them stick. Because if I drink soda, it's only diet.
I
drink more tea and water now.
Yep.
And it's just one of those things. And before last year, someone told me salad, I was like, yuck. And now I eat salads all the time. So, you know, it's a progression of changes. It's about portions, things like that. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love to eat. And I still love sweets every once in a while. I mean, who doesn't? But, you know, I just try to manage everything in perspective.
It's about regular choices on a regular basis that are a little bit better for you. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with having sweets. It's a sometimes thing. It's not an everyday thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and other than, so you're really into your softball at the moment. Are you seasonal with your sports? Do you do other stuff throughout the year?
Yes, I bowl. I'm an avid bowler. When I go on vacation, I love to scuba dive. Because I love going to, Hawaiian Islands. I love going to Hawaii and scuba diving and just exploring. You know, I'm not much of a hiker. It's just like I like to see the things and things like that. I mean, I guess if I was more adapt to it and I'd done it before a lot more, I would do it more, but I just haven't.
Yep.
Actually, I dove the Barrier Reef back in 2008 when I was down in Australia. So,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
How did you find it?
It went in February, so that was not the right time to go, I think, because the monsoon storms up off the sands were just a little, they stirred up the reef a little bit. But,
yeah.
I mean, but it was beautiful. You have a beautiful country there because, I really enjoyed Australia a lot. Was there for 3 weeks. So.
And you're always welcome back. I'm sure that I can name more than a handful of people who would love to see you back in Australia. So, I think you're a bit of an inspiration to a lot of guys who perhaps think, I wouldn't mind doing a little bit of sport, but I don't know what to do. What would you suggest to somebody who's, you know, thinking about maybe getting back into a bit of sort of sporty stuff?
Find a common ground. Find something that you can click with. You don't have to go all out 100% right away. You know, just find something that you can ease into, especially if you haven't been active at all, you know, in a while. I mean, you have to find your niche. And, you know, for me, it's softball and bowling.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I grew up bowling. I grew up, you know, around baseball, you know, and, you know, it's, you know, you have to find what's comfortable for you. So that's probably the number one thing. Find what's comfortable for you. And secondly, you know, find a great group of people.
Yep.
Because the people you do the activities with, you know, if you're talking from a sports perspective, if you have the right set of people, you'll be doing it for years on end.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you, there's some guys on my softball team that I'd have to say about 4 or 5 years ago, they were pretty bad when it came to playing softball.
Yep.
But you know what? They had a great time, and they progressed, and they've gotten so much better. And I'm so proud of them because they've come along, and we're a team, and that's where it's at.
Yeah.
And we win together as a team, we lose together as a team, but you know what? We have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And not only does it help your body because of the activity, but it helps your soul because, you know, you're having a great time.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't think you can go past that, can you? A good group of people, and you're all doing something you enjoy, and you're all having fun together. It's great for the physical body, it's good for the mental health, and, it's a connection with the community that perhaps is different from the standard of drinking alcohol or, you know, standing outside smoking and stuff, that I think as a community we have really good opportunities to get out and do some different activities.
Oh, we absolutely do. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, look, you know, Jeff, thank you so much for allowing us to learn a little bit about you and about how sport's been for you. Do you have any messages you'd like to, any shout-outs you'd like to share with the world?
Oh, any shout-outs? No, I just be, you know, a good friend of mine told me years ago, only you can make yourself happy. And that's something I really live by. And I think if everyone does that, you know, whether it be with sports or whatever, you know, I think everyone's going to be a lot happier.
Yeah, yeah, and that's great. Jeff, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. It's really, really appreciated. And look, what's going to happen is that there is a good chance that some people may have some questions for you. So if they, you know, feel free to stop on by, and there may be some comments below. And if you want to pass any messages, feel free.
Okay, no, that sounds excellent. Yeah, I actually followed the link on the site and I subscribed. I didn't click on the email because you called, but I will do that. And yeah, if anyone has any questions or whatever, they can just ask me.
Thanks, mate. Really appreciate it.